It's time for the Montague WebWorks website of the week here at Bear Country 95.3 from Montague WebWorks. Mick, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kevin.
How are you?
I'm doing okay. Hey, Kevin, your shoelaces are untied.
I don't think so.
I made you look.
You're not going to get me this early.
Yeah, this early. That's right. It's a good time to prepare because, of course, Friday is April Fool's Day. Now that you know, now that you're thinking about it, it's time to start thinking about what you're going to do.
Yeah, and who you're going to fool.
Is this something that you do in your family?
Not exactly.
Really?
Growing up.
Brothers and sisters that would do
stuff. Well, that and friends, too.
Uh-huh.
And I'd get them with some sort of joke.
Right.
And then, of course, they'd say, well, I already got you. And then I'd walk around scared all day.
Like, uh-oh, did it happen and I missed it?
Exactly.
Or do I have a sign on the back of my jacket or something? Well, in my family, it's actually my daughter's birthday. She was born on April 1st.
Oh, okay.
She'll be in your birthday club on that day. So that's what we do. We don't celebrate, really, April Fools, although sometimes we add a little thing. But Mark Twain said that the 1st of April is the day we remember what we are the other 364 days of the year. Whatever that means.
So we were celebrating April Fool's Day way back during Mark Twain's time, too?
Oh, yeah. Actually, the first mention of an April Fool's joke actually is in Chaucer's Canterbury Tales.
Wow.
Yeah.
I did not know.
That's the first documented mention of it. He mentions in one of his tales, the Nun's Priest's Tale, that essentially says something happened on March 32nd. And of course, there isn't a March 32nd. The day after the 31st is April 1st. And in the story, one of the characters, it's a duck or a goose or something, gets tricked by the fox.
Ah.
So the fox played a trick on April Fool's, and the joke is also that he called it March 32nd.
Ah.
A couple of other ones that I found while I did a little bit of work. So that's kind of cool that it does go back that far, and that's the year 1392 is when that was published.
Way back when. Who thought they even had jokes back then?
Yeah, no kidding. The other cool thing about that book is that that was the first book written in English. Everything was in, you know, what other languages were at the time, Latin or whatever, and he chose to do it in the English language, which is...
Daredevil.
Daredevil, that's right. But it sort of pushed it, and if he hadn't, then, you know, who knows. Something that I found, which is pretty funny, someone actually, in the year 1698 in England, someone was selling tickets to the event happening at the Tower of London to, quote, see the lions washed, and they actually printed up tickets and were selling these in advance of the event. And a bunch of people bought them, and they all showed up, and they're looking around each
Suckers!
Other like, that's pretty cool. I mean, that's ingenious. I mean, 1698, that's like...
People had extra time on their hands even way back then.
Well, I don't know if they were, like, doing it to play fun, and they just, you know, charge like a nickel or whatever, or they were, like, trying to make money. Like, hey, I got a bridge that I'd like to sell you. But that's you know, and they did it on April 1st. Taco Bell, in 1996, took out a full-page advertisement in the New York Times announcing that they had purchased the Liberty Bell to reduce the country's debt. And then when some reporters asked the White House press secretary about it, because, you know, the Liberty Bell.
Right.
The press secretary said, tongue-in-cheek, that the Lincoln Memorial had also been sold and would henceforth be known as the Lincoln Mercury Memorial. And there's a few others, like Burger King ran an ad saying that they made a left-handed Whopper, said the ketchup would squeeze out the right side. Anyway, so there's a couple of places that you can go to for ideas.
Yeah, to play tricks.
To play tricks, one of which is aprilfools.com.
Uh-huh.
And they have stuff, you know, innocent stuff to do, like making a crazy breakfast, you know, putting salt instead of sugar on someone's cereal and stuff like that. You know, simple stuff you could do.
Right, I'm looking for the not-so-innocent stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they also have some of those there.
Oh.
And then there's another one, familyfun.go.com/aprilfoolsday. And more ideas there for what you can do to your loved ones to
very good
think of you fondly.
We'll copy these website addresses down. We'll put them at the Bear in the Morning Facebook fan site.
Uh-huh.
So if people want to get prepared for this Friday,
yeah, some of these
I'm things, sure many of them do.
Yep, and they take a few days for some of them to, like one of them was the one where they put the stapler into the Jell-O. Is that Office Space, that movie Office Space?
Oh, yeah.
There's actually on one, I think it's aprilfools.com, they actually have a video of how to do this.
It.
Like it's in time lapse, you see them like boiling the Jell-O and then suspending the stapler in there. And then the payoff at the end where the guy actually takes it out in front of his classroom and all the kids, they're laughing and it's...
Montague WebWorks on our website of the week every Tuesday morning just before 8 o'clock. And, of course, Montague WebWorks is on our Save 30% store at bear953.com. Building websites for individuals and businesses right here in the Valley, right?
That's right. We got plenty of them. About 85 at this point just in our area here. About 80 to 90% of our customers are in Franklin County. and that's what we prefer.
And you can save 30% off the creation of your new website with our Save 30% store and Montague Webworks. More information is at bear953.com. Mick, we'll talk to you soon.
Yes.